Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Good afternoon across the nation and around the world. Righteous Hustle Entertainment, Righteous Hustle Radio with the King is back live on the air. And this is your host, you know what I'm saying, the incomparable, the King himself, Greg King. And I want to say this is actually the reboot of Righteous Hustle Radio, a special edition. But before we get anything started, I'd like to start off all my shows with a quick word of prayer. So let's do this. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, master of the day of judgment. It is you we worship, and you we call for help. Guide us to the straight path, the path of those you have blessed, not of those to whom there is anger, nor those who are misguided. All right. So that getting said, Righteous Hustle, the reboot, is now on the air. And when I say the reboot, you know, I did 7 seasons of Righteous Hustle Radio, what we call reality radio at its finest. You know, if you're just tuning in, you can check it out. You know what I'm saying? The syndicated episodes are all on the page, all 7 seasons of them. But what I'm doing now, kind of took some time off of that since 2016, so it's been about 4 years since I've done a live show. And, you know, I get these requests from different managers at different companies who want me to interview their client or whatever. So today I'm doing an interview with a woman named Kamala McClure. Kamala Devi McClure. She's a tantric teacher. Definitely interested in hearing what she has to talk about in the world of tantric sexual healing. She has a new book out called 52 Fridays. Definitely going to see what's going on with that. If you want to call in, man, and ask her a question, the call-in number is 516-531-9247. That's 516-531-9247. You know, that's if you want to call in and talk to Kamala McClure. She should be calling in. I think this may be her. But we're going to come right back after a short break and get right on into it. This is Greg King, Righteous Hustle Radio, the reboot.
Attention men and women with foot fetish. Righteous Hustle has custom foot fetish images and video clips for sale from the hottest foot models. All you have to do is visit RighteousGK on Twitter for details. Men and women with a foot fetish, Righteous Hustle has custom foot fetish images and video clips for sale from the hottest foot models. Just go to RighteousGK on Twitter for details. RighteousGK.
Yo, yo, this is Greg King with Righteous Hustle Radio, the reboot. Like I said, we have a special guest here, Kamala Devi McClure, author of 52 Fridays. It's an erotic fiction book, came out September the 8th on 2020. Like I said, a very, look like an accomplished woman here in the art of sexual healing, sexual trauma. And, you know, I'm doing studies on this and shows like that. I plan on having some more people who written erotica and dealing in that type of category. Matter of fact, I'm going to announce a couple of my shows on here. We have a show that we stream here called the Fix Your Sex Podcast. And that's featuring the goddess Amina. She's a tantric teacher. And that's one of our other shows that we stream here on Righteous Hustle Entertainment. Also, you can catch us on iHeartRadio. We're also on iTunes. We're all over the internet. All you got to do is just pretty much Google Righteous Hustle Entertainment or get on iTunes and download get on iHeartRadio or download the iHeartRadio app and look on the podcast and just check us out. You know what I'm saying? I'm also looking for show hosts, people who are interested in doing podcasts, such as myself, such as the ones you hear on this station. If you have an idea for a podcast, you can reach out to me, rheatlanta @gmail.com, or you can text me or give me a call at 404-337-6320. Like I said, I'm always looking for new, fresh faces who would like to do shows with me. But without further ado, I believe this is her on the line, Kamala McClure. What's up?
Yo.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. I'm calling in from San Diego.
Oh, San Diego, out there on the West Coast. Okay.
That's right. And the book 52 Fridays came out right before COVID. So no big sexy book tour. Instead, we're, sharing about it on the airwaves.
All right, that's what's up. So, like I said, I'm talking to my viewers out here. Who is Kamala Divide McClure?
So I'm a mother and a wife. In some ways, my life could look kind of normal. It's sort of like an American, dream. I've got a beach house and a husband of 20 years. But then I've got the American fantasy of having been on a reality TV show for a couple of years to pose and share about polyamory, open relationships. I've got a bunch of kinky, playful lovers who are, exploring the edge of consciousness and sexuality.
Hmm.
So that's a picture of my life.
Right. What reality TV show were you on?
It's Showtime had a hit series. Like, it was two seasons called Polyamory, Married and Dating.
Hmm.
And it
polyamory,
which means. When there's you've heard of open relationships, but this is where relationships are with the informed consent of everybody involved, that there's multiple sexual partners. And the show talked about my husband and I living with another couple and all of our other lovers. And after the show, we got so many questions, people wanting to know, how do you do it? How do you, navigate jealousy, and how do you manage your time? And I thought the best way to teach these things would be actually telling a story. Nobody wants to, boring how-to books anymore. So I decided to write an erotic fiction with lots of sexy scenes in it.
Right, right. And that's very interesting about the polyamory. That's starting to gain a lot of popularity. Really, polygamy and these relationships like that. It's just the draw of people. You're having two women, three women, but really everybody has to be on the same page about it. From what I understand, is it like a marriage, so to speak?
Yeah, it's a big distinction between polygamy and polyamory. So gammy means marriage, right? Polyamory is not marriage. I happen to be married, but a lot of people just, they date and they have deep long-term relationships. And people are, it's hard to get everybody on the same page. It's a good question because it's hard. Everyone has different scripts and ideals and fantasies and desires. But the distinction between polyamory and polygamy, because polygamy is what Mormons and what Muslims do, where there's often one man and many wives. That's totally different than when there's like liberated women who are wanting, you know, multiple partners, and whether it's, you know, sex partners or heart relationship partners. In fact, polyamory tends to be more about relationship, and swinging tends to be more about sex.
Right, definitely. So what do you have? Go ahead.
Well, there's just so many different types of open relationship, and that's where it's hard to get people on the same page, is that some want, you know, no strings attached, and some people want to live multiple families together, and raise kids together. So,
that's very interesting. And if you're listening live out there and you want to call in and ask Kamala a question, once again, the number is 516-531-9247. So, Kamala, what do you have going on right now?
Well, I'm, you know, in addition to this new book coming out, like most people, a lot of my work and touring and traveling has slowed down because of the pandemic. But just last week, I did have my first retreat. I have been teaching retreats and workshops and, you know, deep rituals for 20 years now. And the work that I do is actually in the area of sexual shamanism. So it's sacred sexuality, but specifically we do like ceremonies and rituals and a lot of like ecstatic trance work to get into, you know, a sexual state to do sexual healing as well as prayer and worship. So it's a, you know, it's radical work, and I'm finding ways to do that during the pandemic.
Definitely interesting. Yeah, tell us about 52 Fridays.
Sure. So, like I said, there's a lot of, you know, questions people have about how, especially like I'm a married woman, and I'm also bisexual. And so when bisexual man or woman, you know, when they get married, oftentimes there's another whole part of who they are that doesn't get expressed if they're monogamous. So what does it look like to have a marriage and then also have an arrangement with, you know, another lover of maybe the same sex? And in this case, you know, I have a character named Raven who's married to Nick, and she's an artist, and she's a dominatrix. And she falls in love with Violet, who, you know, is dating her former lover. So then she and Violet have an arrangement, which means, hey, on Fridays, let's get together and have some kinky, playful fantasy role play. And every Friday for a year, 52 Fridays, they negotiate and navigate different creative sexual ceremonies. And sometimes it involves their husband, sometimes it involves other people, sometimes it's public, sometimes it's private. But it just really takes the reader on a journey into a wild, adventurous sex life that actually has integrity. That's the difference. Many times people who are, you know, looking for erotica or fantasy, it's some kind of a, you know, cheating or some escape or sneaking around. But this is actually all within the consent of everyone involved.
Right, right, right. We're talking to Kamala DeClure, author of the book 52 Fridays, or basically seems like 52 Freaky Fridays, basically. That's what it seems like. But, yeah, very interesting. You know, so we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with more from Kamala K.D. McClure. You're listening to Righteous Hustle Radio, The Reboot with The King.
What's up? This is Niecy Jefferson, the author of When Lust Turns the Table. It's available now on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You're listening to Righteous Hustle Entertainment.
All right, we're back with Kamala McCua. So, the author of the book 52 Fridays. So, tell us, when did you get started, you know, with all this, the healing, the writing, everything tantric and stuff like that? When did you get started in this?
20 years ago, I was a yoga teacher, and I was doing a lot of private sessions, which is, you know, when you teach yoga, that's usually how you make your money, is the, you know, is the deeper work. And what kept happening to me is that every client started asking me about, you know, once we were in private, they'd ask me about their loss of erections or pain during intercourse or, like, and I just, it was a theme. Like, every time I was alone with someone, they wanted to talk about sex and relationship. And I recognized that it's because I had a gift. I actually was bringing that out of people. That was the medicine that I have for the world. So I started to study, you know, what this gift was about. And I had a tantric awakening, which led me into, you know, sacred sexuality as a field and as a spiritual practice. And so for the last 20 years, I've been traveling, studying, practicing, teaching, and the, you know, the kink and the open relationships, you know, are partial expressions, but in the essence, you know, for the last, like, just, I feel like I was born really, is to reconcile sexuality and spirituality, that those two things go together. Because there's a lot of people.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about that.
Right. There's kinky people who aren't spiritual and open people who aren't spiritual, but at the core of what I do, sex is a pathway to God.
How is that?
Well, it's our life force energy. Like, we came into the world through sexuality, and then when we really open our arousal and we let go of our fear, our guilt, our shame, then we actually have, like, the God force energy in us. Our arousal is, that orgasmic energy is, like, the human potential. And to learn how to direct that in ways that optimizes, you know, our life force, our being, as opposed to leaking it or wasting it or you know, perverting it.
Right. So when you talk about the men, maybe with the loss of erections and stuff like that, now how will you fix that problem? Because there's a lot of men might be listening right now who suffer from that, you know, without going to a doctor and getting Viagra.
Yeah, so going to a doctor and getting Viagra is helpful if the issue is, you know, physical. Many times erectile issues are because of performance anxiety or their sense of confidence or what's happening. Like, the biggest sex organ in the whole body is not the cock, it's the mind. And that mental, like, what's your game, what's your story, what's your limiting beliefs, and many times people can do some work and let go of their fear and their shame, and then all of a sudden their erections come back and their life force comes back. So the work can look like, you know, really releasing stories, old beliefs about sex being bad or wrong or harmful.
Now, can that work for a woman as well? A woman? Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Absolutely. For women, there's so much conditioning that tells women that, you know, she that represses the women's sexuality, you know, not to be a slut, not to, you know, not to be easy, that men just want to take sex, and all those stories, all the conditioning just kind of shuts off. It kind of, you know, closes her off, sometimes making women numb. A lot of times the equivalent for women is they don't feel anything, or it hurts when they're, you know, sexual. And so to take away the numbness or the pain, you know, there's lots of medical, people will say, oh, well, that's a medical issue, but it's usually numbness and pain is the body trying to protect itself because it doesn't think it's safe. And so how do you rewrite those stories so that your body can come alive again?
Yeah, that's, you know, definitely I found that to be accurate there. Well, here in the West, you know, in this country, you get given those scripts. But if you look at these other countries out there, they're very open sexually. You know, I think it's only here in America that, you know, you're given these type of sexual scripts, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the messaging is puritanical originally. You know, sex is considered a deviant distraction to work, and a lot of the American founders were just trying to create a healthy work or a fierce workforce, you know, as opposed to happy people. But, you know, it's time for us to take back our life and say, are we here to work, you know, work for the man, or are we here to be happy and to enjoy life and to, you know, and to love each other? And so we have to rewrite, you know, all that scripting. We have to kind of reclaim our own bodies.
All right, next question is, why do you do what you do? I mean, I know you mentioned earlier about your gift to the world and a pathway to God, so to speak. But so why is it that you do doing what you do?
You know, if I could do something else, you know, it feels to me like it's not much of a choice. Like I've tried... you know, as a writer, I've tried to do different, you know, writing and work, but everything I do just keeps turning back to people are so unhappy and miserable because their, you know, relationships and their sex isn't happening in the way that that we are born to do, way that we're made. So what, no matter what I do, it kind of comes back to like, how can I really help people or connect them back into who they are? And it's just the most natural thing. Like, you know, when you wake up and you say, oh my gosh, sex is this God-given gift, you can't put that, you know, toothpaste back in the tube. It's like I've tried to not support people. But we all secretly long for, yearn for, want to talk about this thing that's supposed to be taboo. And for me, since it's not taboo, since I have no shame about it, then I can't help but, you know, reflect back to people that this is healthy, natural, fun, free, and that whatever obstacles, you know, that they have can be worked out as long as they've got people to talk to about it. And then there's, you know, the magic and the ceremonies and the rituals, and those just come through as well. That's the other thing. This is what I do is not talk therapy. And that's what I write about in the book. It's like, you can talk about sex and yeah, it's great. It's juicy. Like Dr. Ruth used to talk about it all the time, but unless you're actually doing sexual magic and practices, you don't get the breakthroughs and the rewiring in the brain and as well as in the neuropathways that touch, you know, your pleasure centers.
Now, yeah, you just reached on. So now this sex magic, and we're going to get to that. I'm going to ask you some questions about that. Now the sex magic and these rituals and also these phallus massages and stuff like that that I'll be hearing about from these tantric professionals. But we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we're going to wrap it up with Kamala McClure. Actually, get down to the really nitty gritty this whole thing. She's the author of the book 52 Fridays. You listen to Righteous Hustle Radio with the King. We'll be right back.
Attention, men and women with foot fetish. Righteous Hustle has custom foot fetish images and video clips for sale from the hottest foot models. All you have to do is visit RighteousGK on Twitter for details. Men and women with a foot fetish, Righteous Hustle has custom foot fetish images and video clips for sale from the hottest foot models. Just go to RighteousGK on Twitter for details. RighteousGK. GK.
You listen to Righteous Hustle Radio, the reboot with the King, with special guests Kamala Divine McClure, tantric professional. Now, Kamala, touch briefly on the sex magic. Now, is this some type of, I don't want to say occultism, but sex magic? Are you supposed to be able to manifest things by nutting?
Yeah, so the simplest definition of sex magic is when you take an intention or a prayer or a desire or wish, right? So you have an intention and you infuse it with your orgasmic energy. So instead of, whether you're self-pleasuring or you're making love, instead of like having an orgasm and thinking about, having sex with somebody or just, some fantasy, you transcend the fantasy and you actually focus and feel what it's like to realize that intention, realize the desire. And as long as the desire is in the highest good of all, so you're not, focused on anybody else and interfering with their will, if the desire is, for liberation or for health or for, clean water or climate change, like reversing climate, like you're actually intending something, like you can support that by, infusing your orgasm, you can accelerate that realization more than even just prayers or wishes. It's really profound. It's like using your body as a temple and praying with the spiritual energy that, is in orgasm. So that's
very
the
profound,
essential description of it. And then there's all kinds of rituals and ways to do it and ways to magnify it and, and purifications in order to prepare for it. But the basics is, what are you thinking about when you're coming? Like if you're actually orgasming, where's your focus? Because whatever you're focused on, as we know, in life, whatever you focus on, you get more of. But if you focus, whatever you focus on when you're orgasming, you get exponentially more of.
Very interesting there. All right, so how does one reach you and get a hold of you and get your media and stuff like that? I mean, I see you have a plethora of ways. You have a website here. Just tell the listeners, those who listen live now, those who will listen, because this is going
to
be on demand. This episode will always be.
Great. I'd love to have to send a regular newsletter. All you have to do is sign up at my website, KamalaDevi.com, which is KamalaDevi.com. And I offer a monthly newsletter with, a free chapter of my book and videos and invitations to do deeper work with me all over the world. I'd love to just stay in touch and be in the conversation, because these kinds of conversations can make a huge difference, in your sex life and in your relationships and in your happiness and fulfillment. It's been a pleasure talking with you, and I would love to continue to connect with your listeners.
Do you offer these type of what they say? Now I heard about these phallus massages and stuff like that, asshole massages, different things like that. Do you offer that to the listeners, to the male or female listeners who are listening now or who may listen?
I have a lot of, I have a wide network of sexual healers and practitioners, and I'm happy to put people in touch with someone in their area who would offer, we have just different activations, different, physical and sensual practices, if it's appropriate for your, for where you're at spiritually. So I'm happy to put people in touch with that. I personally am working only with teachers and healers and artists, so I'm working with people who want to learn the tantric arts and the temple arts. And so if you're wanting to learn how to do that, I can support you. And if you're wanting, you know, a sensual body work massage or tantric massage, I can put you in touch perhaps with someone who can do that.
All right. Well, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, this is Kamala Divine McClure, a tantric professional. You know, you've got, you know, the information on how to reach her and learn more about sexual healing and all type of things involved with that. Her book, 52 Fridays, is out. Definitely want to pick up a copy of that. We thank you. We thank you, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You were the first. Yeah, you were the first guest on this Righteous Hustle reboot.
Okay, great. Blessings.
All right, take care. All right, we'll be back after this, and we're going to wrap it up, this first Righteous Hustle reboot. You listen to Righteous Hustle Radio, the reboot with Greg King. We'll be right back to wrap it on up.
What's up? This is your girl, Niecy Jefferson, the author of When Lust Turns the Table, available now on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You're listening to Righteous Hustle Entertainment.
Yo, well, first reboot is in the books. You know what I'm saying? Special thanks to Kamala Devine McClure. Definitely a good interview, a lot of information there. As this world seems to be evolving with all this, the drama that's going on, you know, all the negativity that's going on, you know, this type of work is definitely refreshing, wanting to put out positive vibes into the world, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I appreciate, you know, her management company for reaching out to get her on here for this interview. And this episode will be available on demand. All you got to do is log in, blogtalkradio.com/Righteous Hustle Entertainment, and check out this episode and all the other episodes that I have. We also have a couple of shows. We also have streaming the Fix Your Sex podcast. That's the Fix Your Sex podcast with the goddess Tamina. Definitely got to check out her episodes. They're very informative. We also have a credit repair show by Edmund Gary called Follow Me. He comes on Saturdays at 10 o'clock, and following his show is the Fix Your Sex podcast. This Righteous Hustle reboot, like I said, is on with this thing. Is whenever I get a request for an interview, the mission of this station, and I've kind of rebooted the mission, is basically to entertain, inform, and inspire. So if you're out there with anything that's going to entertain the masses or inform the masses, or inspire the masses, holler at me. I'm going to put you on. I'm going to put you out there. Whether you're an artist with music you want to get out, or an author like Ms. McClure we just talked to, you could be. I've had the gamut. I've interviewed the gamut. I've even interviewed porn stars on this station and on Righteous Hustle Radio. Go back and check. Been on the air 7 seasons. So, yeah, I've definitely grown over the past 4 years since I've last been on the air. A lot of things have happened in my life. Definitely good. I've gotten married recently. Gotten married, taking on a stepdaughter. So, yeah, a lot of changes has caused me to grow. I think those changes, you know, has helped make me a better person. You understand what I'm saying? But the mission, my mission, the mission of this broadcast and this station, it's still the same. I just want to give you shows that's going to inform you, entertain you, and inspire you. Listen up. You could get the foot fetish thing. We also have a foot fetish line. You could check out clipsforsale.com/113124. You've heard the commercial there. You got Niecy Jackson with this book. And I do plan on getting her for the next Righteous Hustle reboot. Just got to work with her schedule. She's an up-and-coming author who writes erotica. She has her first book, When Lust Turns the Table. You've heard the commercials there. And her name is Niecy Jefferson. And before I get her on, I want to finish the book. I'm halfway through with it, and I tell you, it's good stuff. She definitely has a profound mind to write some of the stuff she's been writing. But like I said, I don't want to interview her yet until I finish the book. But that's the next person I plan on getting on. other than that, man, everything else, man, is in the books. Look here, man, I appreciate you, man, and know here, just know this, man, all you got to do is believe and do good deeds. I'm Greg King. This has been Righteous Hustle Radio, The Reboot. I'm out. Peace.
This is Niecy Jefferson, the author of When Lust Turns the Table. It's available now on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You're listening to Righteous Hustle Entertainment.